Welcome to this Investec Specialist Bank podcast. The views expressed are those of the contributors at the time of publication and do not necessarily represent the views of the firm and should not be taken as advice or recommendation. Investec Specialist Bank, a division of Investec Bank Limited, is a registered credit provider.
Hi, I'm Lenya Rosillo. Thank you for tuning into this podcast brought to you by Investec. Today I sat with Annabel Bishop, Investec's chief economist, to discuss the rand's performance in recent days. Also up for discussion is the rise in sentiment towards the country, including consumer and business confidence, and what this means for GDP growth and investment in South Africa. Thank you for joining me, Annabel. This week, the rand weakened to its lowest level in nearly 6 months. What have been the contributing factors? Can we expect an improvement, and if so, when?
The currency has really been continuing the weakening trend of last week into this week, and indeed for a while now, certainly on the fact that we have seen expectations being readjusted in the United States for higher interest rates going forwards. And indeed, the perceived more hawkish tilt of the United States Federal Reserve Bank is obviously seen as negative for emerging markets. Indeed, we've actually seen the yields on U.S. Treasuries, the benchmark 10-year government bond for the U.S., rise above 3%, and that really indicates to us that obviously we are now likely to see some reduction in investments in emerging markets, and of course that's what came to the fore. These large portfolio outflows were particularly quite noticeable for South Africa, and of course that's what caused the rand to weaken, the sell-off of rand bonds and equities as foreigners obviously converted to foreign exchange. So looking forwards, we have seen a bit of a hiatus on this front, but I don't think it's the end of the story. I think, you know, the risk certainly is that as dollar strength renews, so too we could obviously see the rand weaken. But of course also from a portfolio flows perspective, given that the United States is now on a normalization path for monetary policy, looking to raise its central bank interest rate towards the neutral level, which may be 2.5% to 3.5%, but many think could be closer to 3%, and certainly moving from where we are now to that trajectory does reduce some of the interest rate play for emerging markets, unless of course they start on an interest rate hike cycle.
What have been the main effects of the weakened rand?
Certainly, I think it's come at a time when the oil price has been quite high. And indeed, we've seen quite substantial hikes in the petrol price. Of course, also coming at a time as well when we have seen the increase in the levies that go into South Africa's fuel price. Of course, a VAT increase as well. And all of this obviously feeds through to the consumer, making consumer inflation tick up, which we've already seen in today's print that came out for April. And of course, looking forwards now, we are obviously concerned that inflation could rise somewhat higher. So what does it mean for South Africans? Certainly, we don't expect the Reserve Bank to alter its interest rate at this week's MPC meeting. After obviously having cut at the last meeting, that would be too aggressive an interest rate cut cycle. But certainly the factors have changed since they met previously. And indeed, the stress is now pointing to potentially a weaker currency and higher inflation, which means we may well even be at the end of the current interest rate cut cycle.
On a positive note, consumer confidence in the country was recorded at an all-time high in the first quarter of 2018. How did we get here? And what can we expect in the next quarter? Will the VAT increase have a continued impact?
Certainly, you know, that big jump we saw in consumer confidence, an enormous jump, really to a historic high, as you said, has been largely driven by a sharp improvement in the individual surveyed consumers, household in South Africa's expectations about the future. So it's their expectations about the macroeconomic outlook, and of course their expectations as well about their income and employment prospects. So of course Ramaphosa playing a significant part in this Q1 print we're talking about. The question is this going to be sustained into the second quarter? And of course, we're sitting here now already most of the way through the second quarter. And of course, things have deteriorated somewhat. The currency has weakened quite substantially. Retail sales have come out quite negatively on the first quarter. And looking forwards now for the rest of the year, we've obviously had the VAT increases, petrol price increases, other small indirect and direct tax increases, and of course concern that the oil price might rise significantly higher and the rand weaken a lot more. These probably will result in a reduction in the business, in the consumer confidence print when it comes out for the second quarter. We're not expecting it to fall into depressed levels. We're just expecting it to reach a more normalized level, one which is more in keeping with the retail trade sales and one which is down somewhat from where we are now, although it's unlikely that Ramaphoria would have faded completely from this print.
Business confidence rose in the first quarter, but not to the same extent consumer confidence did. While evincing a big jump, it is still below the neutral 50 mark. Could you unpack this for us?
South Africa saw business confidence rise quite substantially in the first quarter of this year, but it failed to break the neutral 50 mark, which really indicates whether business activity is expanding or contracting in South Africa. Certainly, the marked increase was on the back of the Ramaphoria that we've experienced in South Africa. In other words, the perceived reduction in political uncertainty that's come about as now attaining Cyril Ramaphosa as president of the country. But looking forwards, there is an expectation that business confidence may tick up somewhat further. The reason why it failed to break the 50 mark in the first quarter was certainly because profitability had not seen a substantial increase and businesses themselves were not faring particularly well. As we move into the second quarter, there's expected to be some improvement in some areas, but again, we're not looking for a stellar outperformance from business confidence. Instead, we're actually looking for a slow, steady upward trajectory, one that will be more committed with a very slow, steady upward trajectory in economic growth and, of course, fixed investment in South Africa, because many of the reasons that have given rise to uncertainty in South Africa, the destruction of South Africa's institutions, for example, have yet to be fully repaired. Indeed, even our government finances, and of course, obviously that big concern about the downgrades that we have seen on a credit rating front. We may stabilize on this front, and of course, Friday gives us the review now incoming from Standard & Poor's, but we're unlikely to see any upgrades this year.
Thank you for your insight, Annabel. Thank you for tuning into this podcast brought to you by Investec. For more on our podcasts and economic commentary by Annabel Bishop, visit our website at www.investec.com.